From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A NATO spokesman confirms a suicide bomber on a motorbike attacked a joint U.S.-Afghan patrol near Bagram airfield, killing 6 American soldiers, wounding 3 others. VOA's Ayaz Gul reports the attack goes beyond a simple body count.
This area north of Kabul has been the base of Hizb-e-Islami, another militant group which is led by former Afghan Prime Minister Gulbuddin Hikmatyar, who is obviously wanted by the United States. So this area in Afghanistan has been a strong base of Gulbuddin Hikmatyar. So mixing up with the population and getting support from the local population for the Taliban is not difficult. So it is quite possible someone from within the population not far from the Bagram Air Base might have helped the Taliban to carry out this attack.
Bagram is the largest U.S. military facility in Afghanistan. In a social media post, the Taliban claimed at least 19 people were killed, mostly U.S. soldiers. President Barack Obama expressed confidence those opposing the Islamic State group will prevail and that there will be significant progress by the time he leaves office, calling the group a virulent, nasty organization.
It is also important for us to keep things in perspective. And this is not an organization that can destroy the United States. This is not a huge industrial power that can pose great risks to us institutionally or in a systematic way, but they can hurt us.
The president stressed the worst damage militants could do is if people in the U.S. change their way of life or values. This is VOA News. Opposition activists in Djibouti say as many as 19 people died today when security forces opened fire on a religious gathering in the capital. Witnesses said the troops targeted a crowd in the Balbala neighborhood commemorating a late religious leader. Security forces raided the venue around 5 a.m. local time and began shooting, according to sources. A reporter for VOA in Djibouti says more than 10 people were wounded in addition to the dead. Deposed FIFA president Sepp Blatter says he'll be back after the Ethics Committee of Football's governing body banned him and Michel Platini, head of the Union of European Football Association, from the sport for 8 years. The committee took the action against Blatter and Platini over a $2 million payment Blatter made to Platini in 2011. Swiss prosecutors have opened a criminal investigation into the payment. Blatter says the money was evidence of an oral contract with Platini for $2 million. FIFA judges, however, said the evidence of such a contract was not convincing and rejected. The Russian military says it has been unable to retrieve information from the flight data recorder recovered from a warplane shot down by Turkey last month. The head of Russia's military flight safety service said an inspection of the recorder shows 13 of 16 microchips nearly ruined, the others damaged, and pulling any information from them will take time. Turkey shot down the Russian bomber on November 24th near the country's border with Syria, saying it violated Turkish airspace and was warned. Some observers see Turkey's crises currently with Russia, as well as Iraq and Iran, as evidence of a strategic change in Ankara's foreign policy. For generations, Turkey avoided intervention into the affairs of neighbors. But as Dorian Jones reports for VOA, these days, Ankara is taking a more assertive approach.
Turkey remains one of the strongest backers of the Syrian rebels and loudest voices for the overthrow of Syria's president Bashar al-Assad. Early this month, it dispatched tanks and soldiers to Iraq without Baghdad's permission. While Turkey insists it remains committed to respecting the territorial integrity of its neighbours, its actions indicate it has abandoned a decades-long foreign policy, says Aydin Selicin, a retired Turkish diplomat who opened Turkey's first consulate in Iraqi Kurdistan.
What we do in Syria, helping some militias trying to topple Assad, and what we are doing in Iraq is quite an interventionist foreign policy based on, let's say, values or, in certain cases, in natural interest.
Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
India's Supreme Court has rejected an appeal to keep one of the 6 males who brutally raped a young woman in 2012 in prison, saying under the present law, detention cannot be extended beyond 3 years. There were 6, again, offenders, and the young woman died. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.